There are just hours left for New Zealanders in Australia to get home if they want to avoid spending 2 weeks in managed isolation and pay for it. While travel agents report a frantic few days finding flights for Kiwis desperate to return, many flights have mysteriously ended up with empty seats. Ruth Hill reports.
More than 2,500 New Zealanders are getting home just in time today before the borders snap shut at midnight for 8 weeks. There were 17 flights from Australia today, and as of yesterday afternoon, they were still about a third empty, with 1,200 seats still available. But for New Zealanders trapped at the epicentre of the COVID outbreak in New South Wales, those empty seats are like a cruel taunt. Kate Melzer and her partner were originally due to fly back to New Zealand in mid-June, but have had their flights cancelled 3 times.
It's quite misleading because people will be thinking, well, why don't the whingers in New South Wales just get one of those flights? It's because it's not New South Wales and we're not. I can't go through another state because I'm in an extreme high risk state. So I can't even go down to Melbourne and fly to Auckland.
At 10 o'clock this morning, the government started taking registrations of interest from people in New South Wales for 500 places in managed isolation between the 9th of August and the 22nd. Kate Melzer and her partner are waiting for a call back to see if they qualify. Australian-based New Zealander Ashwin Naidu believes the reason so many seats didn't sell is because people were not able to organise pre-departure COVID tests in time. Mr. Naidu, who set up a travel bubble group on Facebook, says many people are complaining about getting contradictory advice from different government departments.
It's just been really hard because you've got to get a COVID-19 test within 72 hours and you've got to go get that booked and done. Then you've got to get your declarations done and then you've got to get your flight booked. And then if the flight gets cancelled, you've got to get another test done. So their job and their residency is in New Zealand for. Some of them are digging into their savings and they've got bills to pay and the stress is mounting stress.
It's estimated about 21,000 New Zealanders have left for Australia since the bubble opened and it's not known how many want to come back. However, the government maintains there's been ample capacity on flights. Travel Agents Association President Brent Thomas is also Commercial Director for the House of Travel. He's surprised to hear there was excess capacity.
Our guys right across the industry have been busy this week dealing with customers and it's a difficult time because there is a limited seat scene, obviously. You know, people are trying to get back earlier on and it's also a very emotional time, you know, so you're dealing with people who are under a fair amount of stress and emotion as well. So it's been difficult.
Christchurch native Abby Blackmore is trying to get home to Melbourne and had her second flight cancelled this morning.
But it's the not knowing that's been quite tough because obviously you've got a life to get back to and I've got a dog that's waiting for me and the job. But it's a bit frustrating not knowing. So having flights cancelled has been a bit tough.
Ms Blackmore says she's trying to stay positive and enjoy the extra time with family while trying to work remotely. Meanwhile, anyone who's not made a booking for a flight before midnight tonight is encouraged to sign up for updates about travel from Australia to New Zealand with the Unite Against COVID-19 website.